November 11th is the day in 1918 when Germany and the Allies signed an agreement to end hostilities and bring an end to World War I. It's known as Armistice Day. Here in the United States, we turn November 11th into Veterans Day, a day to honor our military veterans. It's been 100 years and one day since World War I ended, a war known as the War to End All Wars. It didn't really live up to its billing, did it? 17 million people, both military and civilian, died in World War I, but barely 20 years later, World War II started, and before it was done, 60 million were dead. World War II didn't end up being the war that ended all wars either, so our need for people to step up and serve in the U.S. Armed Forces is still there, and they deserve to be honored today. I know this firsthand because I was an embedded journalist with the United States military in 2006 in Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar. While I was in the Middle East, I learned that people who put on the uniform do appreciate a thank you for their service, but if we really, really mean thanks, we need to keep our promises to our veterans through decent care at VA facilities. In early July 2006, I was riding in an army patrol north of Baghdad that was hit by a roadside bomb. And while there were only minor injuries among our group, many other patrols weren't so lucky, losing arms, legs, and lives. But it's the invisible injuries that continue to take lives years after returning from war. Back in World War I, it was called shell shock. We now know it as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. We, as a nation, need to declare war on PTSD and bring every weapon in our arsenal to bear upon this scourge that continues to kill veterans years after they come home.